Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood
Connections. Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, I'm back. Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM and five other stations, 3 FM, 3 AM. And we are also on VH2 TV Network and 24flix.com. We are live drive time, and we have a special guest. Before we introduce that special guest, let's play a little bit of this song to get you in the mood in your drive time.
Yes.
So you can stay tuned, and we have a special guest in the house. Tell everybody who you are.
Comedian Daryl Triplett, a.k.a. Officer Keep It Real.
And
the owner of VH2 Network.
That's right. In Atlanta, how many homes?
Over 60 million on Roku and over 20 million in the Atlanta area.
We'll be right back. Right back. This is, I think, a TikTok song. We'll be right back with somebody very special you want to meet.
Come on, let me take a walk with me. Just walk with me. Take a walk with me. Come on, make it work. Now freeze. Tell you this in closing.
Right.
I know we might
see
you in posing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own.
All right, and we're back, and I'm so blessed and excited because I've had some very good news for Zach. Do I say Barber? Berber?
Barbour, actually, but everyone says Barber, so you're good.
Barbour, that's very French.
Yes, it is. Everyone thinks it's like a barber, like a hair cutter, but it's actually French. Yeah, like barbour. So
I bet you get all the women with that name. It's French, man.
Well, no, he found love on TikTok.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it worked then. No. See, that proves it works.
Well, let me introduce. Yeah, let me introduce Zach, and I know he's been very, very busy, and he actually has many fans. Zach, tell us how many followers you have, and how many likes you have.
All right, I just hit 208,000 on TikTok in a matter of 3 months.
Wow.
I'm usually getting close to nearly 100,000 likes. Not every video, but lately everything's just kind of been going up. My Instagram just hit over 10K. Just everything's kind of going crazy. My Snapchat is probably the craziest. I'm getting like thousands of views of Snap Story. I'm getting literally hundreds of people adding me every day. It's almost insane.
Oh.
And all I do is just give love advice. Like, I didn't think people were going to be going this insane over just simple advice. You know what I mean?
Well, what I really enjoy, I know we're trying to get, I'd rather have you say it, and you know, what you came up with an idea and it just exploded on TikTok, and everybody has their own niche of something, and I just found my own niche because I'm an expert at what I do, so that's what I'm doing. I'm giving tips of the trades of acting, modeling, connections, and so forth. Tell us what you're doing, and give your TikTok name and what's been taking off with your live feeds and also your videos.
All right, so basically, my TikTok is at Zach Barber, ZACKBARBOUR, always plugged. And basically, when I first was introduced to TikTok, I was just thinking, you know, this is kind of a dumb app. Like, it's just videos, you know, whatever. Well, one day, my buddies were like, you might as well post on it, because I started on YouTube, and I don't do YouTube anymore, but So I just started making funny videos. You know, they were getting a couple hundred views, you know, here and there, whatever. Well, one day, somebody said, well, hey, help me with this. Like, I'm trying to ask a girl out. I don't know what to do. I get a lot of girls. Like, can you just help me out? So I decided to go ahead and make a TikTok video about it. And literally overnight, it hit over 100, some couple hundred thousand views. And I'm just like, wait a minute, nah. And then so I made another video kind of talking about, you know, girls, relationships, guys, you know, and all that. And that one got over 100,000. So wow. I just kind of figured, I kind of figured out how to reach my audience and, you know, kind of get numbers like that. So ever since then, I went from 80,000 followers to 150 within like a couple, not even like maybe 1.5 weeks.
So you have over 150 followers. Zach Babur, we have a lot of TikTokers watching right now as well, and they're supporting the show. And we want to thank, they're just being so much love tonight, Zach. It's unbelievable. I've never seen this.
Yeah, but what Zach's not telling you, I'm looking at Zach's page right now.
Oh, good. Thank you for doing that.
Zach, I just friended you, Officer Keeper Real, okay? what Zach ain't telling you people, all right, is that he's got over 2.7 million likes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
2.7 million likes.
Aren't you glad you came to our station?
Aren't you glad you're my new manager?
Aren't you glad that I'm with VH2 TV Network?
Yeah. Zach, I need you to follow me back, brother, but that is amazing right there. See, Zach's being modest right now. Zach's being modest.
Well, Zach, I got a surprise for you, and I want to do longer because we were supposed to have an hour special today, and somebody actually, we couldn't do the other half hour. But what I'd like to do is, Daryl is with a TV network, and here's my pitch that I gave him about you. With what he's doing, when you watch his videos, maybe, don't you think that would be a good TV special, Daryl?
Yeah, I would love to have that as a TV special, Zach.
Zach, there you go.
Absolutely love to. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do, Don is going to get with you after the show, and we'll put you in contact with Devin Sawyer and David Simon over at VH2 Networks. We're going to make that happen.
But there's a catch.
There is a catch, Zach. Nothing's free in this world. Not a TED Talk.
I paid for your airtime. I paid. Oh, perfect. Okay, tell him 2 minutes or 5 minutes. What was the deal? He's got to promote me.
Yeah. You got to promote my girl here. Let me tell you something. VH2 Networks loves Don Reese. She has been a supporter of us when we were very small, coming through the trenches to now to where we are now. So you have got to support Don Reese. We all got to support each other.
Exactly.
You know, that's what it is. And,
exactly.
And you know, that's how we make it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was Zach.
I just want to say, and I shout out to both of you, especially you, Dawn, for giving me this connection in the first place. I know I don't have much time. I would love to keep going. And one more thing I was going to say is the relationship I found on TikTok is exploding. And I think that me and my girlfriend actually used to be on TV. She lives in Hollywood, California. And we were actually going to try to send a pitch ourselves to start something because long distance does work. And I literally found the love of my life. So I'm going to marry someday from TikTok.
Wow.
And if I would have never started doing that TikTok videos that I did, I'd still be single. I'd still be, you know, whatever.
What was y'all's first conversation when you started on TikTok, when she contacted you? What'd she say? She talked about your last name.
Babur. Zach Babur.
Babur.
The first thing she said was, I found you on TikTok, which is a typical message all girls say.
Uh-huh.
There's something about her that we clicked. We just kept talking. And we've now been together since 420.
Wow.
And, 420. But, yeah.
I just got it. Hello, Doc. That's my husband's. He likes to say 420. I don't know. But we got a police officer here.
I will definitely follow you both back. I will support both of you. I love the fact that I'm even on here right now. It means a lot to me. So.
Well, I got another surprise for you. I talked to it. I only have a minute because we have Brandon Max on next, and we have a singer here we got to run to as well. But I want to do another special with you, and I will feature you for helping me as well. But I talked to my agent in Hollywood, Florida. They will represent you. I have all the paperwork, non-exclusive.
Yes.
And I will send that to your email. And what she said is she'll get you on two of the networks, the casting networks. And she said they love loved what you were doing. And then the other agent will be on next week, and you're more than welcome to call in and talk to Keith from Alexa Model and Talent Agency. And Keith is going to be doing Q&A, but he also said he would like to represent you and give you information that he could help you. Now, you can be multi-listed with agents, but he will be in the studio with us next Wednesday. Tommy, is that okay with you? You're going to be here? Because we love you, Tommy. And I'm not moving my show from Wednesdays because it's Lisa that needs to go to prayer meetings, and I need to go too, but you know, yes.
We can do prayer meetings right here.
I know.
I'll come on every Wednesday for as long as you want me to, Dawn. I'm always here.
Zach, you are the man.
Thank you so much.
No, seriously, you know,
email me all.
We have so many TikTokers that have questions, so let's do that again and do a question and, you know, Q&A with you, and I'll get you a call time and see how you are, and then I know on next Tuesday, I think I have another special, so maybe we can get you on as well, you know, to give TikTokers some, you know, good advice that you have.
I got you, 100%.
Well, before you go, hang on, I'm going to keep you on the line. I want you to hear the singer. Can we go to some music? Do you have a few minutes?
And
can
also,
you
sing? Yeah. Devin's on the phone also.
Yes, I do.
Oh, great. Okay, Devin, are you there from VH2 TV Network?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear the girl from South Africa on the last show?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, stay tuned. I got another one. Devin and Zach, stay on. And Brandon's dad will be right with you. I want you to hear the singer that's in-house with us. Let's go to one of Maggie's songs, and she is here to promote it. We're going to see Gerald's expression.
Yeah.
And Devin, actually, she doesn't know this. It has a record label, and
yeah,
he's listening.
Indie Live, so you're on the right spot.
Thinking of you with those pretty eyes and candy smile.
Hold on.
Wah-wah, 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 wah-wah. I got you, let's go for a ride. Not in my Jaguar, not in my Mercedes, in my Maserati. My boots are to walk and go shopping. Can't you see, can't you see, can't you see? I got you, let's go for a ride. Not in my Jaguar, not in my Mercedes, in my Bargerati. My boots are to walk and go shopping. Can't you see, can't you see, can't you see? How are you doing today? I am doing just fine. I was walking by, doing my own thing, when at the Sequoia station to holler, wah-wah, 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 wah-wah. This guy stopped me and said, beautiful, can I get a minute with you? And I go, yeah, what's up? I would like to get to know you a little bit better, because you caught my eye, girl. And I go, is that right? Well, do you want to go out to dinner? I said, wine and dine, 99, 99 plus 99, 99 and some Cordoba. Then I forgot to grab my coffee and grocery. I was so into you. Wah wah, wah wah, wah wah, wah wah. Wah wah, wah wah, wah wah.
We're going to play your ending song in a minute, but we have to go. But how many followers do you have? You were telling me on Google, or where do you have?
Yeah, there was like 599 million. I don't know. It's just like so many.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. All I have to say to you is, wah, 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 wah. Excellent.
Thank you.
Devin, what do you think?
He's a record label producer in Atlanta listening to her music right now.
Devin, are you still with us?
Did we lose him?
Did we lose Devin?
Okay. Well, in the meantime, 106.1 FM, don't turn that channel. I sent over, Zach, we want to thank you. I'm going to highlight you all the time because I love what you're doing. And I'm happily married, and I love to promote people that are in wonderful relationships. So Zach, let's get you on again. I will get you some hookups. I'll send you the non-exclusive paperwork. But hold on.
He's gone too?
Okay. What happened? Do we have Brandon on? We have Brandon. Did you get the videos I sent you? Yay! Okay, everybody, we have Brandon Max, and we're going to end with another song of yours as well. Brandon, Dad, Hello? Are you there?
I'm here. I'm
Hi.
Here. Brandon, you're there.
Hey,
we're
Brandon.
I. Brandon, you there?
Brandon? Are we? I see on two. Are we on two separate phone lines with him?
We're separate, different. Yeah, we have to be because I actually am not feeling myself today.
Oh,
I'm quarantined from the family right now.
Oh no.
So, yeah, it happened.
Oh no. Well, our prayers are with you.
Yeah, that you feel just, better.
Yeah, thank that's you. Not fun. I know, under the weather.
Fine.
So, and in the meantime, yeah. We're going to go to Brandon. Do we get Brandon on? Oh, he's on.
He's calling in the other number, the same number. They're gonna,
perfect.
They told us to call the same number.
Yes.
Yeah. So
thank
who
you.
Is this? We're talking
now
to
this is Brandon Max. Now his dad.
Brandon Max.
I call him Brandon's dad.
Uh-huh. Brandon's dad.
Yeah. So, Brandon's dad.
Yeah. So how many followers does he have now? Yes.
Brandon's on now too.
Hi, Brandon
hey,
Max.
Hey, how are you?
We love Brandon Max and grilled cheese.
I love you. Doing?
We're doing fabulous, and actually, we're going to be promoting you. I've got some wonderful people here from VH2 TV Network, and they are in awe of what you're doing. Brandon's dad, I always call him Brandon's dad.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Tell us, do we still want you want your real name out there as your first name, or just Brandon's
no.
dad? Brandon's dad.
Fine.
Okay, so
fine.
Anyways, how many followers does he have right now?
I'm at.
Well, Brandon has 8,000.
Wait, what?
863,000.
Wow. And how many likes would you say that you have?
22 million likes total.
Yeah.
22 million
I'm
likes.
I'm looking at his page right now.
Amazing.
Yeah, 22 million likes.
So let's play some of Brandon's some shout outs that he does on TikTok. And he's here. And I can't wait till he comes in the studio when we're ready for that opportunity.
One day.
One day for an hour, Brandon. Okay.
We're all in
really
one day.
Looking forward to it. I can't wait until this is all over.
I know, Brandon. Oh my God! And you were so excited. I'm so glad I connected you with McCheese, and you were in his live feed. But let's go to those shout-outs, guys. We'll be right back. Listen to this superstar kid on TikTok, Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM, and then we'll end with Maggie's song.
Send this video to your friends, and if they don't respond within 15 seconds, they have to bake you a dozen chocolate chip cookies.
Okay. And there's another one. What? I think our mic is shut off. I think he's pulling it up now. I think I put them all together. So that one with that, when did you do that
Where's
one, Brent?
Where's my Apple computer?
Oh. You can use my banana computer.
No, I want my Apple computer. You can use my Apple Watch. My parents are driving me crazy. Mission accomplished.
This is new for me on TikTok. And the third one. Okay, there's one more. We have Brandon Max on TikTok, over 800,000 followers.
No, I'm watching YouTube.
Do your
And
homework.
How many likes
Can't
do you,
you
have?
See I'm not feeling well?
What's wrong?
I have TikTok fever.
Call the doctor.
So that is amazing, you
hey,
guys.
Brandon, I'm going to tell you right now, if my kids use that phrase when it's time for them to go to school, we're going to have a talk, mister.
Exactly.
I love that.
Well, that's
nothing wrong with TikTok fever.
TikTok fever. That's
that
a new song.
That's going to trend. That's going to trend.
Yeah.
TikTok fever.
Yeah, like Saturday Night Fever. So, guys, you know, I'd like to find out, you know, Brandon, any words of it? I saw a video today, and I know there's a lot of people out there that are having problem with people. I'm so proud of you. You are so amazing that I saw the video. I don't want to talk about it, but I was so intrigued with you because I've had this happen to me in the social media and lend of things and dear friends, and you keep shining, you keep smiling, and you keep just hitting home runs out there. Like Joe Jackson said to me, Michael's dad, when I went to his house, I said to Joe Jackson, and actually you can see this on YouTube, go to Dawn Reese Joe Jackson. That was Michael's father from the Jackson family, and my producer Paul actually was their photographer. He said, get out there, be known, and strike. And you are being out there, and you're known, and you are striking for a million, and we hope to see you verified very soon. Now Zach is gone, but Zach Barber was on, and we actually had some wonderful news for him tonight. Any words that you want to tell anybody out there, Brandon's dad and Brandon?
Absolutely. As far as...
Go ahead, Brandon, first.
I think positivity, that's been my biggest thing ever since I first started, ever since I was born. I mean, I've always been about staying positive, and just I want people to be happy. I want people to feel good about themselves, and I want to show people that even though I get so much hate, even though I get so much negativity thrown my way,
they're jealous.
Yep.
They're jealous.
Not only are they jealous, but they have nothing else to do.
Well, let me tell you something. There's a lot of celebrity friends I have. You have celebrity friends.
Absolutely.
And what do they do, to, you know, Daryl, that when they're getting, you know, people that don't like them, how do these celebrities handle it?
You know what? You just got to keep pushing forward. And Brandon, I mean, you just said a mouthful, and I'm sure you get great advice from your father there. That, you know, you're going to have haters out there when you're doing that. There's people out there who's been trying to do what you've accomplished. And just keep pushing forward. Don't listen to your haters. Let them be your motivators, and let them get the TikTok fever. That's what I say.
That is so true. I mean, that is so true.
I mean, the whole idea of this whole thing with Brandon and all of it, you'll see now, actually, that mom is in the video now. The whole Mac family is involved now.
I love it. I'm trusting when you get to meet them, you're going to want grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, the whole idea behind this whole thing is you know, during this whole virus thing, when people are really down, they've lost their jobs, and people are really, our job here with Brandon and my wife and I, the whole idea here is cheer people up.
Mm-hmm.
Get people to smile a little bit and not worry so much, and just to have some fun. And if we can have people escape for a few seconds there, just to, you know, to get all the bad things that are happening in the world, why not? And that's really... And Brandon's always been that way, too. It's all about spreading positivity.
Mm-hmm.
I love this last video he did recently, which I actually saw this morning, was he has reading these DM videos where he'll read these really nice DMs for people. He actually did one with all the people who wrote hate stuff to him.
I'm so proud of him.
And he actually, I love that. And he actually answered them and said, You're not gonna take me down. Sorry.
I love it. That's where God says you step on snakes and scorpions,
that's
and
right.
He just did that today. Hey guys, I have to have you hold for a minute because I have another singer here, but I'm gonna feature you again. We have Q&A questions with Keith, and we need to get Maggie's song on. Yes, and I'm not sure what she's saying, but let's go to Maggie's. Oh, we have another phone call. Devin.
We have Devin's back on.
Yeah, Devin. I know. I want you to listen to this song. Brandon and Brandon's dad. Thank you so much for supporting our show.
You guys rock, Brandon. And Brandon's dad. You guys rock.
Yeah, Brandon. Dad, we're going to talk with VH2. We got some ideas that we want to run by you later, and we'll hook you up with a conference call. But if you want to stay on the line, hold on. Devin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, we got an artist in the house. We want to play her second song. And are you ready, Maggie?
Yes.
All right.
That's going to be Arenas en los Pies.
All right. We'll be right back. Now, Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM. We're going to be live on next Tuesday. I have a Beauty Queen special with David Hefner. He did the movie Last Evangelist. And then we also have Lisa Getting Ripped with Lisa V. And then we also have another commercial coming up. I know I'm looking back here. He's like, what song? We only have 3 minutes, Maggie.
Yes, I'm still here.
MC Square.
Whatever is sent over. Okay, and so Brandon and his dad, we want to thank you for calling in, and we support you every time you go live. We love you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys, Brandon. Good job. Y'all keep your heads up.
Brandon, Max, and his dad, we love them so much. Thank you for calling in, guys. God bless you, Brandon. Let's go to Devin. Is he there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I think we're waiting for the song to be played.
I think Devin's still vacationing, too. So.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's still vacationing, too.
Okay, let's go. Let's play that song. Let's hit it. We'll be right back.
Así comenzó, tenía que escoger una materia. Yo fui a la escuela a estudiar una materia. Psicología, enfermería y doctorería. Corrí a la biblioteca. Después llegué al golpe de Cassandra Priscilla. Uno, dos,
tienda para comprar unas lavadoras. Un muchacho me preguntó, ¿necesitas ayuda, señorita? Y yo dije que sí, es una orden muy importante. Gracias por la ayuda. Uno, dos, tres. MC Square. Café, 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 café. Los muchachos que están disponibles, que pongan sus manos arriba. Las muchachas que están disponibles, que pongan sus manos arriba. Muchachos y muchachas, texto. Entonces, que te vayas a la porra.
Wow. And we're back. And so Devin from VH2, IndieWise, VH2 TV Network on that label side, what do you think of her music?
It's not bad. I did see some stuff that we're doing out in the Midwest with Latino artists right now that she may actually fit into that category in regard to radio and live shows. I probably would like to talk to her. If you could maybe have her send her information to our... I had someone posted contact information on your page today. So if you could get that over to her, we'd like to talk to her.
Awesome. Okay. We're going to just run over just a wee bit here, and then we're going to play, I think, one more song before we go. Can we do that, Tommy? Are we good? And remember, next week we have, also Devin, we have a top talent agent that's coming in, and I have SAG agents under my show. I've got all the paperwork, and I'm so excited to send over to Daryl tonight. He's going to get that. And we're going to go live tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the National Comedy Hall of Fame. Yeah. So I'll be doing live with that. And
also, Devin, we did get the submissions page put up at vh2.tv/submissions. That'll come right to your email also, Dev.
Okay, so that is for artists to send in?
Yes,
okay.
vh2.tv/submissions.
All right.
And that will go right to Devin.
So they're going to be working on a tour. They're going to be announcing that. So vh2.tv/submissions.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for all the TikTokers out there. And you're on TikTok, too. What is your TikTok name, maybe, Maggie?
Yes, it's at MaggieQuant7. So you guys could feel free to follow me.
Yeah, you need to follow. Are you on? Not follow. No, what? I keep doing this. I keep.
We don't do following, Don. We have friends and family.
We're not doing that. It's friends and family. You know, we can't out the door. You know, I mean, oh my God.
Right. Also, you could also, you know, Kurja 03, Maggie Quant, and at Maggie Quant on Twitter. And
you're gonna have to spell that for these people.
Yes,
oh, it's
spell.
Quant.
And TikTok is going to be at MaggieQuant. 7, the number 7, and Instagram is going to be Kurja, KIRJA 03.
All right.
Wow.
Let's go to that song, everybody. Thank you so much, Daryl, and thank you, Lisa, for being here from VH2 TV Network. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yes.
We'll have a special on Tuesday of next week with Beauty Queen specials with David Heffner from The Last Evangelist, and then I'm going to have another TikTok special from 9 to 9:30 featuring TikTokers as well. I'm Dawn Reese. Thank you, Brandon, Max, and Brandon for calling in. Thank you, Zach Babur,
yes,
and all of our VIP guests and all of our gifters to help me with the little girl.
Wow.
Go to Dawn Reese 3 and see the little girl. You can see her telling how she wants to be a princess, and that money's going to go to her. And we're getting, oh my God, you're going to make a dress for her.
Yes.
Oh, wait, did you see the video of her?
I haven't.
Oh, my God.
We haven't seen the video yet.
I'm going to show you now. Okay, everybody. So let's go to Maggie's last song. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen and get on your knees and start praying. And if you're up at 2 or 4 o'clock in the morning with TikTok, put it down, start praying. Give some time to God, not all on TikTok, which we love TikTok because I'm on it. But go watch my video on TikTok. Are you addicted to TikTok? I have a funny little thing. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. And let's end with Maggie's last song.
When we started talking and we spoke, exchanged Armani photos, and what the? Morning and afternoon, rain or thunder, sending me hella messages. You almost broke my phone. Trying to fall in love with my heart, I was nah. Took your sweet ass time, spitting me words. You say everything I want to hear. Morning and afternoon, rain or thunder. A long time we were talking and having cherries, and I was so happy, and my happiness went away hella quick. When I found out, in the morning, 11-ish, I opened up my phone, and I saw the pop news. I was so wrong. You broke my heart. Once again, I am